Right now, let's talk a little music.
You've probably heard this song at your house, right?
Yes.
This was the number one song in the land for 16 weeks or so. This is The Fate of Ophelia by Taylor Swift. It's big in my house, too, and other houses. My kids, who are not kids anymore, they're adults, but they're all into this. But this is not the number one song this week. The number one song on the Billboard Top 100 has also been the top song in country music for about the last 2 months or so. Can you guess who this is? The guys in there in the capsule know, so they can't play. Do you know who has the top song on the country Billboard and the hot Billboard 100 right now?
Morgan Wallen.
Good guess. No.
Man
it's
or woman?
It's a female.
Oh, it's got to be Kacey Musgraves then.
Nope.
Huh. There we go. Let's pull up the Kacey Musgraves mic and hear what's going on.
Shut up.
Is it primarily a country artist or?
Yes, she is a country artist, and she is a very new country artist on the scene from 24.
Dolly Parton.
No.
Horrible.
I don't think you guys have heard of her, or maybe you have. This is an interesting case study. Go ahead and play the song. We'll see if they can get it. Gordon's negative about a song. That's something.
I was kidding. This is very 80s sounding. Just when I thought I got him to fall in love with
Tennessee. Oh. Should have known better than to take him back to Abilene.
Put him right back into her arms. I wasn't a match for that kind of spark. She's from Texas, I can tell.
No, her name is Ella Langley. She's from Alabama. She put out her first record a couple years ago. And she and Riley Green did a duet together. You Look Like You Love Me. That went to number one last year. But this song is huge. She co-wrote it with Miranda Lambert.
This is a good song.
It's got a great
melody.
It is a great song. Really well written. And
she's kind of faking the country accent on a few of those words. She's leaning into it. I'll just say that.
It's pretty thick, but she is from
Alabama.
Small town in Alabama. And believe it or not, Gordon, people talk with a country accent. I tried to tell you about that.
I know
that
they
last
talk
year.
With it. It's when they sing
and
in the.
Sometimes it blends into their
accent.
Singing voice. She's huge. She got Best New Artist at the Grammys. She won 5 ACMs. Including new female artist, Ella Langley. She's everywhere now. That's a pretty good trick to be the number one song in country music and in the top Billboard 100.
Yeah, how many artists have done that, you know?
Morgan Wallen's done it a couple times in the last couple years.
I'm sure Dolly's done it. I'm sure Kenny Rogers did it.
Yeah.
There's a lot in the old days. Johnny Lee, I'm sure, with Looking for Love. I think that was tops on both charts.
Yeah. Love is Bridge. Crank that.
Star
from Texas, I can tell.
You're amazing. You go back with, hey, this is a great song. Best song ever.
It is.
Oh.
I don't know why people can't stand a little bit of criticism in the middle of a bunch of compliments as well.
It's just
it's
so
both.
Diametrically
Life
opposed.
Is both.
Yes, but it's not one extreme or the other where you're...
I just said it's not one extreme or the other.
You're gasping and one's going, oh my God. Hey, this is the greatest song ever. Oh my God.
I can listen to a great song and go, okay, that guitar sound is really bad.
Okay.
But the song is good.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it meets your approval. It is the number one song in the land right now.
Right. I defer to the masses.
Here's another one from this past summer, was put out by a good friend of the ticket that is climbing the Texas charts, now up to number 28 this week.
I can't find the silver lining in the clouds above my head. Keep waiting for the sun to shine, but the lightning ain't done striking yet. All the answers lead to questions. All the questions lead me astray. Fingers pointing in all directions.
I can tell you right now. This guy's voice, his breath smells like a plug of tobacco and potting soil.
Potting soil? Well, he doesn't chew tobacco, and this is a good friend of mine. This is Cody Jinks.
I'm just saying, telling you what his breath sounds like, smells like based on his voice.
I've had several conversations with Cody, and his breath does not smell like that, but thank you.
We've had him on the show. He's great.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Cody's one of the best humans in the entire world. And
This
is actually a Ward Davis song that Cody covered. It's on his last record that came out this summer, which is an awesome album. And you should check out if you're not really familiar with Cody Jinks. Local guy, grew up in Haltom. He's going out with Five Finger Death Punch on some dates here over the next couple of months, including some around here. So
that's an odd mixture.
He's got to start in metal, and
it's crazy how many of these guys do that.
Which
I love it when a person is that musically diverse that they start off in metal and then they get into country and then they do that, and they still have a love for the other forms of music too. They're not just all country,
and I guarantee you those crowds will mix
love
fine
both
and,
acts.
And they probably do, and they probably did some research on that. I told Kat maybe we'll finally go to a concert together and see Five Finger Death Punch and Cody Jinks. Also, friends of the ticket, Prophets and Outlaws, they co-wrote this song with another friend of mine. They're up to number 38 this week with Beautiful You on the Texas chart.
Guy's voice, by the way.
Yeah, it's
didn't
Matt Boggs.
Something was missing. Till you came along. Like sitting alone in the dark when the lights come on. Beautiful.
They co-wrote that with another friend of mine, Ray Johnston, does a really nice version of this song. But yeah, they're jumping up the charts on the Texas chart. Happy for Prophets and Outlaws. That's Matt Boggs with the lead vocals there. He is an incredible singer and good for Prophets and Outlaws. Okay, this is the next song has a Super Bowl tie-in, and I've heard of this guy. This is one of those names that you hear about. Didn't know much about him. I've done a little research just to figure out where he came from. He's relatively new to the scene. Apparently, he put some covers out on YouTube a couple of years ago, and everyone flipped out. This was part of the pregame show at Super Bowl 60. See if you guys know who this is. Robert Gray.
Okay, another great voice.
Isn't that good?
God, I wish I had a voice like this. I just sing all day. Is this Morrissey?
No, it's not Morrissey. It's great, whoever it is. This is Teddy Swims, who I was very unfamiliar with, but you've heard the name, I'm sure.
I have not. He performed Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, as I just said.
He just said.
Yes, as I just said.
Part of the Super Bowl pregame show, he was playing the tailgate. outside of Super Bowl 60. And I had not heard this song. This is Bad Dreams by Teddy Swims that I had not heard until I watched the Super Bowl pregame show. It's pretty wild. This, you'd think, okay, this is a pop singer, probably has a gold suit on. He was dressed like a member of Judas Priest. He looks nothing like you would think of, you know, just a pop star singing this type of song would look. He's got a real cool look to him. Awesome voice. And, yeah, if you want to go down a rabbit hole, look up Teddy Swims and some of the covers that he's done of even some female artist. And with that voice, he can hit the notes really, really good. And that did lead me to this, because I know Gordo has talked about this several times, that you don't really try to take on new music. I think this is a great time for music. I really do. From the country genre to what's going on in the pop world, I think it's really, really good. I do wonder if how many artists are starting to use AI. I hope that number is zero.
Oh, I bet you it's high.
But I don't think it's high.
I bet you it's a lot higher than zero.
Like how high?
I think that it's going to become something that is a tool that everyone uses now when you're young anyway for generating ideas. And I've even met people who say, yeah, I've written 10 songs. Oh, really? You have? Yeah. With ChatGPT, I've written some really good ones. It's like,
is that really writing? I guess that's
arranging. Maybe we have an old idea of what writing is when we think that it has to be human-generated and not machine-assisted.
Yeah.
Haven't they been using AI for quite some time now in the production, like with auto-tune and things like that?
Yeah, those aren't necessarily AI, but they're, I get what you're saying, they're technology
enhancements.
Yes. Technological enhancements, yeah.
Yeah, and editing the song together.
Yeah,
so
quantizing the song and then re-editing it non-linearly, and there's lots of stuff you can do now.
So, I just wonder what that number is. I've talked to a number of writers who said, man, I don't even get... who plug their ears and go, don't even say that, because it's just, it short circuits them. It's music is so near and dear to us. It's so meaningful to us. And especially someone who writes the song, that's could be a personal experience, or at least it's a personal journey for them to write that song, even if it's not an experience that happened to them. But I've also talked to another guy who's got a great voice, who writes songs, who was playing me one of his new songs and said, hey, listen, I put in, how about a soulful AI voice to sing this song? He goes, listen how good this is. I went, yeah, that is really good. But he didn't use that. He used his own voice, mm-hmm. but he's played around with it. He didn't use it to write the song or to produce the song. But I did wonder about that. Because I don't know, maybe it really hasn't changed. But I think the last 3 or 4 years in music has just been off the charts good in all sorts of different genres. And I wonder if AI is creeping into it. If nothing else, hey, these are the progressions that people like. This is the beats per minute that people like.
Yeah, we've got the science of it down.
We've got the science of it, put it to that, and it spits out a song that we just go, hey, that's a really great
mm-hmm.
song.
Yeah.
But everything will end up starting to sound the same. When we all use the same formula for success, then all successes are from that formula, and they all will sound ultimately the same.
Yeah.
We know the set of pleasing tones, and we'll just mix and match them and serve them up to you.
Yeah.
And it'll give you the feels, and then...
And as long as it gives us the feels, does it matter, I guess, is my question. And to me right now, yes, it does, but I know I'm a dinosaur, and I'll be seen as an extinct dinosaur here in about 5 years.
Thank God, yeah.
Maybe sooner than that. Who knows?